Think of the three biggest discouragers in your life. They're not your biggest discouragers. You are. You are.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you got to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going. If I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. If I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up.
If you keep hitting this wall enough times, I will see that you will not stop, that you are filled with that level of determination, faith, and courage, and then the door opens and you get to that next level.
You've got to keep dreaming. Your better future is a dream for yourself and for your family. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? You've got to dream dreams. There's a Bible phrase that says, without dreams and visions, people perish. You've got to have something to go for that inspires the heart and the soul. Dreams. From the children of Sanchez, it says, take the crumbs from starving soldiers, they won't die. Take the bread from hungry children, they won't cry. But without dreams, we all will die. You've got to dream. Don't lose your dream. For yourself, for your future, for your family. The dreams of love and enterprise and travel and doing things. Becoming something unique on your journey here. Don't lose your dream. Do some dreaming.
It's a level where you are not one of the best. You are the best. And you know what's amazing? You only have to be 2 millimeters more than everybody else and you get everything. And it's just 2 millimeters above. And most excellent people give up because they're exhausted. And there's some people who go, the harder I hit it, the more I hit it, sooner or later it's going down. I'm not stopping.
I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. You showed up because you're building a business that you can stand and say, I did this. I did this. This is my dream.
You will put yourself in a state when the other person really isn't even thinking about you. So learning that I could specifically determine for myself what the boundaries were for me, what I wanted to do, give my money, give my time, give of my service to who I wanted to give it to when I did, that I get to make that decision. And just because you get 100 requests a week doesn't mean you have to try to fulfill all of that. Just because you have all of these demands on your time and on you doesn't mean that you have to say yes. You get to decide because you're the master of your fate. The captain of your soul, as William Ernest Henley said in Invictus. And understanding that really changed the meaning of my life in that I was no longer driven by what other people wanted me to do, but took charge of my own destiny, making choices based upon what do I feel is the next right move for me. So being able to go continuously to that space that I call the power station of God, universal energy, the divine flow, being able to tap into the space where you and all of life and me and all of you in this room, all beings, all things are connected. We had a meditation this morning where we talked about entering that space. That space is real. You cannot, in my opinion, have a meaningful life without a life of self-reflection, of spiritual and moral inquiry, and knowing who you are and why you are truly here. Spiritual self-reflection, to understand who you are and why you are here. And when you understand the depths of that, and you allow yourself to tap into the space of that which is the force, the universal energy, the divine flow, and you do that with a sense of authenticity that only you can, that only your energy can bring, you become untouchable in whatever it is you choose to do. When you look at where I've come from, a little town, apartheid town, in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, in 1954, where there were more lynchings of black men per capita than any place else in the world, where you had to be off the streets, literally, when white people walked down the streets, where there was no vision or hope for you as a black man or black woman, other than being a domestic or teaching in the colored school. And my ability to step into literally the flow and grace that I call God is what has gotten me here. And I consistently mind that, because having a spiritual life isn't something that you can attain because you already are a spiritual life. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said, "We're spiritual beings having a human experience." I know this to be true. So it's not like you can go out seeking a spiritual life. You already are one. And the real job is for you to become aware of the soul's calling and the spirit that resides in, above, around, and through you. And be about the business of fulfilling that. There is no one else in creation like you. There's nobody like you. And what you've come to do and what you have to offer is like no other, even if they're all doing the same thing. I met a bunch of people today majoring in human biology. I go, ooh, a lot of human biologists coming out of Stanford. A lot of great ones. And although everybody's in the same class doing very similar things, no one brings the level of uniqueness and authenticity that you can bring. Nobody does it like you. And understanding that what you have to offer, what you've come to give to the planet, is your gift, your offering, in a way that nobody else can, and how much that matters. It matters to you, it matters to the people that you love, and it matters to our planet that you are here.
I've learned three important ideas for building self-confidence. First, accept complete responsibility for yourself and for everything that you are and ever will be. Second, accept that you can change your situation only by going to work on yourself and learning the things you need to know in order to be better. Third, setting goals with timelines for the things that you want and then working on them every day to bring those goals into reality builds your self-confidence.
As an artist, this is the art that I want to paint. And I'm going to tell you this, graduates, just as I will never do it, don't you ever change one brushstroke on your canvas because somebody doesn't like what you paint. Because I'll tell you what happened. While they were talking, my intention stayed the same: to encourage, to lift, to inspire. While they were murmuring, I kept going higher. I kept on building, still getting bigger. I kept on working. Why am I telling you this? Number one, so that you know how to stay on course. Keep your intention no matter what pressures come your way. And also, I'm telling you this because it's time that we stop running from where we come from to look for someone else to approve us. I don't know why we run out to someone else looking for validation. I want to tell you something. We are enough. You are enough. Your gift is enough. Live in your truth. Share your gifts. Don't worry about who gets it. If your aim and your intention is for right and to do the right thing, you will make it. And when you do, don't run from us. Don't be embarrassed by us. Come back and help us. You are the generation that has the power to do away with this kind of thinking. You are the generation that can change this. You can show us that all of our stories and all of our lives matter. When I made my first $1 million, I'll tell you what I did. I went back and I set up shop right in the middle of our community, in the hood. I will never forget when President Obama was running for re-election in 2012 and he came to the studio. And to see all of those little black faces lining the streets, holding their flags, waving at the presidential motorcade came driving through the ghetto. I saw hope in their eyes. It made me cry because I realized that some of them know that they can do it too. I recently bought Fort McPherson Army Base in Atlanta to build my new studio. And it's right in the middle of one of the lowest income areas in Atlanta. And I will hire many people from that neighborhood and train them on how to run their own companies. It gives me so much joy to know that an army base that was established and built just a few years after slavery is now owned by a Negro. I say that to say this to you, that our ancestors, they walked their path. Your grandparents, your mother, your father, they all walked their path. Now it's your turn. Return to where you come from when you made it. You have the foundation. Know your intention. Know that it's not going to be easy, but just keep yourself on track. Know the value of what is already down in your well. Know that you are special. Know that you carry it. You have the torch. It's already been bought and paid for. Now it's in your hands. Use it for good. Inspire somebody. Encourage somebody. Uplift somebody. And finally, return to where you got started. Build with us. Teach us. Show us what you've learned. Help us to see that we can do it too. Then help somebody else to know that they are just as special as you are. May God bless you, Tuskegee. Bless all your dreams. Bless you.
Hey guys, my name is Mark Cox. I took what was $2,000 of loaned money from school and turned it into over $750,000 while in college. Now that I'm out of college and graduated, I day trade for a living and teach people just like you how to trade and get financial freedom, or at least get another source of income. With my system, you not only get courses that teach you all the basics and what you need to know before jumping into stocks, but also you're going to learn how to do everything the right way and work with me personally. As long as you have a cell phone or a computer, you can learn how to trade right from anywhere in the world, as long as you have Wi-Fi. So join me, get started now, and let's become a profitable trader.